Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Wonderful, wonderful Saturday. I think this is clearly the first day of spring. And if you went out on the running track this morning, and if you began finally after a month or so of 2016, your exercise regimen, perhaps you found yourself a little sluggish, a little overweight, a little tired. Thinking back to yesteryear when that sprint around the track was very simple, and finding out today, no less, that, well, you were huffing and puffing, and you just weren't the man or woman you used to be. Today's show centers around the fact that thyroid function, hypothyroidism, a growing epidemic, as it's been termed over the last 15 years, may be at the bottom of it. Worse yet, those you trust, your standard local physical exam each year, only testing thyroid-stimulating hormone, certainly is not testing it specifically enough. In other words, well, most of the people, most of the listeners to this show know about thyroid function and low thyroid function. We're not going to get to high thyroid today. We're going to discuss low thyroid function. Point being, each year you trust your physical or biannual exam to test for thyroid function to make sure it's normalized. Well, number one, what they test for, simply testing TSH is not good enough. Consistently, if you get underneath the covers and research, you're going to find a normal TSH with low T4, a normal TSH with low T3. So that's the first red flag. So right from the start, we're starting incorrectly. Thyroid is something you have to work with. Thyroid is something you have to understand. And the number one rule, the rule above the rules, is there's no such thing as a singular hormonal problem. The notion, you, the public, that think it is about thyroid. It is not about thyroid. It is about the neuroendocrine system and all the things that influence it. As always, it is the big picture, the comprehensive picture that counts, not the myopic one, not the short-sighted one, not the one that says, oh, yes, my TSH is normal, so my thyroid is fine. Wrong. Wrongo. Over the next 50, 55 minutes, we're going to get into this deeply. Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth of help and you need some common sense, in the end, common sense trumps science. I kid you not. Common sense never changes. Science is changing day to day. Even the norms are changing day to day. Point being what? Well, first of all, TSH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, that thing you see on your lab reports, is only worth what it's worth relative to the last number of years of TSH measurement. When you're talking about variations in norms, say hypothetically, not the case here, but hypothetically, if the norm is on the low end 1 and on the high end 5, and yours is a 2, and you're told that's normal. Range of 1 to 5 and yours is a 2. And the doctor says, oh, that's fine, that's normal, don't be concerned. Suppose a year ago it was 2.5. And 2 years ago it was 3. And 3 years ago it was 3.5. And 4 years ago it was 4. Now over 3 years you've gone from a 4 to a 2. You're still going to be told that's normal. You get my point. To make matters worse, Roger Clayton, Biochemical Individuality, a landmark book that everybody knows that came out years ago. I've discussed it before on the shows. 10 to 15% of everything you measure in anybody is not going to confine to the standard norm, which means if the norm is 1 to 5, your norm may be 3 to 6. And of everything you test, a good 10 to 15% of everything you test is like that. So number one, your norm is your norm. Very important. In addition to which, the number you get is only worth relative to the numbers previously. So if you've got 5 or 6 or 7 years of TSH, and you start to see where you linger, where you are, and you drop, well, that way you can infer a more specific sense of your norm. Now, how many of you do that? How many of your doctors that you see are actually going to say, well, TSH, it's at a 3. Last year it was at a 2. And so that concerns me, because looking at your TSH over 5 years, says the doctor, or over 3 years, says the doctor, or over 2 years, says the doctor, this trend alarms me. Your thyroid may be starting to go low or high. See, but that's not the way it's done. So right off the bat, we have an issue. First clinical pearl. All right, let's get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com. Straighttalk2t's.cc. Hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's, what to do about it. First of all, let's take a look at the thyroid. First of all, let's understand what it does. Number one, I want you to touch, and this isn't off the picture here, I want you to touch your throat. I want you to touch where your voice box is. I want you to touch down the center of the throat, just above your collarbones. And on others, either side of you is a bow tie butterfly shaped soft tissue gland called the thyroid. If you go to picture number 22, go to picture 22, you'll see a good picture of the thyroid gland. There it is. That's thyroid, picture 22. So you know where it is. There's something special about the thyroid, and that is a couple of millimeters through the skin, through a little fascia, and you're touching the gland. That's a big deal. You can't get to your thymus gland. It's underneath the bones of your chest. You can't get to your adrenal glands. They're underneath very thick layers of muscle. Ladies, you can't get to your ovaries. You can't get to your pancreas. Gentlemen, yes, we can get to our testicles, certainly. After the testicles, the single most accessible gland, palpable gland in the body, is the thyroid. That's big. Because when you look at the array of chemicals depressing thyroid function, causing low thyroid each year, and you realize that you can get to that gland, that is a boon. That is a tremendous benefit given to us by its worthy structural position in the body. If you can touch it, you can heal it. And not to touch it is to make a big boo-boo. There's a reason testicular cancer, I always say this, is sort of bizarre or counterintuitive as it is, but not really if you think about it. One of our lowest forms of cancer is testicular cancer. There's a good reason for it. Yes, it's called palpation of the testes. To enhance perfusion and drainage, to minimize the flow of toxicity into a tissue. Boy, if we could just massage it every single day, what a different world we would have in terms of disease and cancer. Point is, thyroid is something like that. You can really get to that gland. We're going to use that later on today as one of the adjuncts to therapy for low thyroid. Okay, let's take a look at the thyroid's feedback loop. We're talking about feedback loops now. You have to understand the relationship between the thyroid gland, right there in the throat, and your pituitary gland deep in your skull, and your hypothalamus gland. This is called the feedback system. So go to picture number two. Picture number two. Thyroid hormone negative feedback loop. Now there it is. Very clearly you can see the word feedback loop. Why do we say feedback loop? Kind of simple. The point is, the thyroid gland produces hormones, produces T4 mostly. T4 should be measured in a comprehensive thyroid test. We'll talk about that in a moment. But as your T4 goes up or down, wherever it may go, as the thyroid produces, say in this case, less T4, if your thyroid gland, for all the reasons we're going to discuss today, produces less T4, a message goes to the hypothalamus gland. A message goes way up high, deep in your skull, and this part of your brain, this master switch in your body, this organizer of all that we depend upon to regulate the hormonal system, the hypothalamus gland, reads this message in the blood that T4 is low, and when it does, it secretes TRH, thyroidotropin-releasing hormone. Thyroidotropin-releasing hormone. As T4 drops, when it does, a message goes to the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus pumps out TRH. That little message goes just a couple of millimeters down the stalk of the pituitary and tells the pituitary, hey, thyroid's low. Send a message to the thyroid gland. So the pituitary releases a hormone called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. There you see those words on the bottom there, TRH, thyrotropin releasing hormone, TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, producing mostly T4, thyroxin. Now, that's if T4 goes down. Well, if the thyroid responds and T4 goes up, because the thyroid's just listening to instructions and capable of doing what it's supposed to do, then all this T4 goes out into the blood. It goes to the receptor sites in the cell. It's carried into the nucleus, and then the nucleus starts to speed up the activity of the cell. So thyroxin, after it's converted to T3 in the liver, in the gut, in the kidney, largely in the liver, thyroxin, actually T3, there's a conversion, and we'll get to that, speeds things up for you. If you want to build muscle, if you want to run across the street, if you want to burn fat, if you want to look at the cell as a factory, T3 thyroxin walks in, blows a whistle, and everything works a little faster and a little better. No sluggish workers if T3 is tooting its horn in each and every one of your cells. So we're not talking about a hormone that does a few things. We're talking about a hormone that does everything. So let's get back to the feedback loop. Just got to learn some of the fundamentals today so you can really make your intelligent choices. Because I'm going to lead you to something in a moment that's going to be very contradictory to common knowledge. So T4 is low. A message goes to the hypothalamus. It pumps out TRH. The pituitary pumps out TSH. The thyroid gland picks up production. T4 starts to go up in your blood. Now, when T4 in the blood gets too high, the hypothalamus senses that again. And it says, now the T4 is too high. So it sends a message to the pituitary through TRH. It says, slow it down. And the pituitary says to the thyroid, slow it down. And the thyroid listens and slows it down. Now, this is occurring basically at the speed of light every single microsecond of your life. That's fascinating to me. And this is one hormone. This is being done simultaneously with gazillions of chemicals at the same time. We call this homeostatic mechanisms. We call this self-regulation. If you can't see God there.